If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. We greet you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are rejoicing in the good blessings of God upon us during the days of the early spring here at Worth Baptist. Truly, God is good. I know that you today, listening to this broadcast, can say in your own heart that the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. It is our joy to bring to you the gospel of redeeming grace every Lord's Day at this time and over this station. We would like to take this opportunity to welcome you into the services of Worth Baptist Church today. The Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church begins at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday School has a class for every member of your family. We believe that the greatest book in all the world is the Bible. Therefore, the textbook of the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible only. We are currently in a series of studies in our Sunday School entitled, The Great Men of the Bible. Our lesson today will be a character study of the man Samuel, who was prophet, priest, and judge. I believe you'll enjoy the study of the Word of God in the Sunday School hour today at 10 o'clock. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. These services have been planned with your spiritual needs in mind. We welcome you to worship God in a friendly and spiritual atmosphere in all the services of Worth Baptist Church today. If you do not have a church home, if you're looking for a place where the gospel is preached, where the Bible is believed, where Christians gather to serve and worship God, you'll find just such a place at Worth Baptist Church. We are located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. Worth Baptist Church is easily accessible from all parts of the city of Fort Worth and of Tarrant County by the Pauley Freeway, that's Highway 287 South, and by Loop 820. We are just one block east of the 4400 block of Wichita Street at 3309 Wilbarger Street. It would be our joy to have you to come today and bring the whole family to study God's Word together in the Sunday School hour at 10 and in the services of worship at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. Come today and see for yourself. Discover a new dimension in worship as you visit with us today at Worth Baptist Church. As the month of June is soon approaching, we're looking forward to a great summer revival. In the three summer months of June, July, and August, our emphasis is upon soul winning. We believe God is going to give us a great summer revival. Not just a series of meetings for a week or 10 days, but three full months of great revival at Worth Baptist Church in the days of the summer 1973. We're asking you today to join with us in prayer that God would awaken spiritually our city and our community. We're asking you to pray for revival. We're asking you to be a part of this great summer encounter. A spiritual happening is going to happen during the days of the summer here at Worth Baptist Church, and we want you to be a part of it. We want you to pray for it, and we want you to come and visit in our services as we enjoy our summer revival in the months of June, July, and August. On several broadcasts, I have mentioned my book of sermons entitled, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. I wish it were possible for us to send every person listening a copy of this book. Because it is impossible for us to send a book to you without knowing who you are and where you live, we're asking you to write this week and ask for your copy, Look Up, Christian, Christ is Coming. Now, this book can be available to you for just $2. We are not in the book business. We are not begging for money. I simply want to get the gospel out. So if you'll write this week and send $2, this barely covers the cost of the printing of this book. It is a book on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So just write this week, send $2, and we'll send it to you postage free. Just ask for the book entitled Look Up Christian, or the book on the second coming of Christ. Write today. And the mailing address is Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast, entitled, I Believe in the Resurrection. I'm going to read for you from the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, and verse 18. But before we read the scriptures, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee today for the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel. We would ask today that the Holy Spirit might take this message and bless every heart and bring to Christ those who are lost. Encourage those who might be discouraged and despondent today. Lift up those who have fallen. Give renewed strength to those who are weak. And may today's broadcast bring honor and glory to Jesus Christ. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and for His sake, and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now Revelation chapter 1 and verse 18. Jesus said, I am He that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and have the keys of hell and of death. Thank God Jesus Christ is the living Lord. While it is true that humanity's darkest hour came around 3 o'clock one day, about 2,000 years ago, it is also true that the grandest hour of humanity came on the third day following. On that dark day long ago, the Prince of Glory died on the cross. We do well today as we think about that awesome scene to tread softly around the cross, because Jesus Christ is dead. The angry mob that cried for His blood said, He is dead. The Pharisees who troubled Him said, He is dead. The Sadducees joined with them and said, Jesus Christ is dead. The chief priest said, He is dead. His mother, with a broken heart, said, He is dead. His disciples who had followed Him for more than 3 years, believing His words and witnessing His work, said, He is dead. The soldiers who came to break His legs said, He is dead. The Roman centurion who wrote His death certificate said, He is dead. Pilate, who turned Him over to that angry mob that day, said, He is dead. Barabbas, the thief in whose place Jesus Christ died, said, He is dead. Word passed through the streets of the city of Jerusalem, Jesus of Nazareth is dead. This man who claimed to be God, this man who performed all the miracles, who walked on the water, this man who raised the dead Himself, this man who opened the eyes of the blind, this man who did all the mighty and wonderful works, He is dead. But then one day, one glorious day, one triumphant day, one victorious day, one Lord's day, one Sunday, on the morning of the third day, He arose. And the angel said, He is alive. Mary Magdalene said, He is alive. The disciples on the road to Emmaus said, He is alive. The apostle Peter said, Jesus Christ is alive. John, the beloved apostle, said, He is alive. Even doubting Thomas said, He is alive. The Apostle Paul picked up that note and throughout all of his writings and all of his preaching Paul said, Jesus Christ is alive. Jesus himself said, I am alive. Listen again to the words of my text. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. I am glad to report to you that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is alive. Like liquid fire, words spread over the city of Jerusalem, and throughout all Judea, and into Samaria, and up in Galilee, and across the Mediterranean Sea, and into the city of Rome, and over to Athens, and finally across the Atlantic, and to our shores, and our nation, and our country, and even to our city, and even to our community, and even to this moment, on this broadcast, I say to you, Jesus Christ is alive. The poet put it this way, lift up your heads, ye sorrowing hearts, yea, lift up your very heart. Earth's saddest day and earth's gladdest day are just one day apart. Thank God Jesus Christ is alive. I wonder today as you listen to this broadcast, do you have the personal experience of the resurrection of Christ in your own heart? Is Jesus Christ alive to you personally and individually? Or do you just consider him as being alive somewhere at some point in history? Jesus Christ can be alive to you today if you will open the door of your heart and anchor your faith in him and trust him as your Savior. He will come in and live in your heart. Jesus Christ is alive. He lives and grants me daily breath. He lives and I shall conquer death. He lives my mansion to prepare. He lives to bring me safely there. A little girl went into her grandmother's bedroom one Easter Sunday morning and said, wake up, Grandma, wake up. The world is beginning. Beloved, the world can begin for you today. Life can take on new meaning, new depth, and new dimension if you will have Jesus Christ as your Savior. Thank God he is alive. Thank God for the resurrection. The resurrection tells me that God is unbeatable. The resurrection tells me that Christ is unconquerable. The resurrection tells me that the Bible is undeniable. The resurrection tells me that no problem is unsolvable. Thank God for the resurrection. The resurrection is the cornerstone upon which we build our hopes. The resurrection is the Gibraltar of our faith. It is the pivot point of our Christianity. I have not much education. I have not much wealth or popularity or prestige or energy. I have not much today, but I'm willing to put everything on the line. I'm willing to use what I have to declare this message that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who died on Calvary's cross for the sins of all mankind, is today and forever alive. I am he that liveth, said Christ, and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is the most unique character in all history. He was born as no other man was born. He lived as no other man lived. He died as no other man died. And he arose triumphant from the grave. Yes, I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the resurrection because my faith in God's honesty depends upon it. I read in John chapter 2 at verse 19. Jesus said, if you destroy this body, this temple, I will in 3 days raise it up again. God plainly stated that Jesus Christ would be raised up on the morning of the third day, and behold, he was. So that's why we can say today that we believe in the resurrection, because the honesty of God's word depends upon it, and the word of God is forever settled in heaven. The word of God shall never pass away. The word of God is forever true. So Jesus Christ is alive, and the word of God supports that fact. In the second place, I believe in the resurrection because my salvation depends upon it. I read in the book of Romans chapter 10, verses 8 and 9. Therefore, what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart. That is the word of faith which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. If you are saved today, it's because Jesus Christ was raised from among the dead. No man can be saved who refuses to believe in the resurrection. You might be good and kind and considerate and law-abiding and honest, and all of these things go in their place. But beloved, unless you believe Jesus Christ died and was raised from the dead, you cannot be saved. Your salvation depends upon the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then in the third place, I believe in the resurrection because my personal happiness depends upon it. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 at verse 19, if in this life only we have hope, we are of all men most miserable. The most miserable thing that I could think of today would be to have no faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are miserable, we are unhappy. But then Paul goes on to cry triumphantly, but now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Yes, beloved, your personal happiness, my personal happiness, depends upon the resurrection of Christ. Therefore, I believe it because the Bible states it and because Christ is living in my heart and in my life today. And he can live in yours too by your simple childlike faith in his finished work upon the cross and in his going through the tomb to conquer death, hell, and the grave for you. I believe in the resurrection. There's a fourth reason that I believe in the resurrection. I believe in the resurrection because my whole system of theology depends upon it. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Paul says, I delivered unto you the gospel, how that first Jesus Christ died according to the scriptures, how that he was buried second, and how that third he was raised on the morning of the third day. This is the whole system of theology for the Bible believer. You may believe all other areas of the Bible. You may have drawn for yourself a tremendous system of theology. But unless your theology has as it at its core and at its heart the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, your theology is not biblical. Our whole system of theology depends upon the resurrection of Christ. Indeed, Jesus Christ died. He was buried. But, beloved, the grave could not contain him. Death could not hold him. For on the morning of the third day, he arose. Yes, I believe in the resurrection. In the fifth place, I believe in the resurrection because my eternal destiny depends upon it. We are not made to live in this life and upon this planet forever. We are heaven-bound people as born-again believers in the Lord Jesus. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, Paul writes, I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of Christ shall not precede them that are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then We who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Our eternal destiny depends upon the resurrection of Jesus Christ. I have a footnote, and then my message is complete. I believe in the resurrection because it assures me that they are looking for me in heaven. Jesus said in John 14, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." They are looking for us in heaven today. Our citizenship is up there. Our name is on the roll up there. And all the redeemed of God who have gone on before are now looking for, waiting, and expecting all saved people to come home. Let me ask you a personal question today. Are you saved? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? Have you had that personal encounter with the Holy Spirit that we call the new birth? Have you confessed your sins? Have you been born again? Have you asked God to forgive you? Have you asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart and be your Savior and your Lord and your Master? If not, I trust that this very moment, right now, by your radio, wherever you are, that you would just pause, that you would simply confess your sins to God, that you would, in childlike faith, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Bible says that you will be saved. It's just this simple, A, B, C. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died, that He was buried, that He rose again, and you can be saved this moment. I trust right now that you'll do it. Then I want to take this opportunity to say again that it would be our joy to have you and your family come and visit Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school at 10 o'clock, our Sunday morning worship hour at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour at 7. I trust you'll plan now to visit Worth Baptist Church today. So until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well. And the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.